Businessman Matthew Falconer, former County Commissioner Teresa Jacobs, and current Commissioner Bill Siegel sparred about everything from public transportation to growth and development to the county's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. Asked for specifics about what they would cut from the budget, Jacobs said the declining jail population creates a possible savings.
I would take more funding away from the jail operational expenses, the personnel costs, and I would preserve more funding for our sheriff's office, because the better job we do keeping our streets safe, the more money we save.
Falconer took a more personal approach.
The first thing I'm going to cut is my own pay. I have pledged to cut my own pay by 10%, and I'm also never, ever going to accept a public pension, because I don't think that government officials deserve a better pension than the taxpayers they support.
Siegel had another suggestion.
Perhaps privatize some of our road maintenance. We already do that with our mowing. And I think we could look at privatizing some of that maintenance.
County Commissioner Linda Stewart and two write-in candidates round out the field of contenders for the mayor's post. If no one gets more than 50% support, the top two vote-getters will face each other in a November runoff. I'm Judith Smelser, 90.7 WMFE News.